Welcome to the Business Miracles Podcast. I'm Heather Dominick, founder of businessmiracles.com and author of the book Different, the Highly Sensitive Leadership Revolution, found at differentthebook.com. Since 2010, I've been training highly sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders from around the globe to work less while making more impact and income by doing things differently. I'm so glad you joined me. Listen in and get ready. Get ready for a shift in the way you view yourself, your work, your life. A business miracle. This is A Course in Business Miracles podcast, episode 208, Enhancing HSP Business Leadership Through Neurodiversity. In this week's episode, I dive deeper into understanding and enhancing HSP business leadership through learning to work with our unique form of neurodiversity. In the last episode, I re-returned to what it means to be a highly sensitive person and the research around it, as well as the research around neurodiversity and executive functioning. With that foundation in mind, I open the door on this episode to seeing how we can work with all of this for enhancement, not deficit, enhancement in business and leadership as HSPs. This key distinction makes all the difference in how you approach everything you do in your business, with your clients, team, and life in general. Strengthening our executive functioning skills by learning to do things differently. This is the gateway to creating personal and professional success and impact in the world at large through your business and leadership as a highly sensitive person. So let's dive in. Today's topic is enhancing HSP business leadership through neurodiversity and executive functioning. So, my gosh, what a topic. Sheesh, even just saying it is a mouthful. I think I need to take a sip of water. It's so full that the place that makes the most sense for us to start is with definitions. So the first definition is, what is the definition of what it means to be a highly sensitive person? So according to Cleveland Health Clinic, a highly sensitive person, or HSP, is a personality trait that is used to describe someone with a deep sensitivity to the physical, the emotional, or social situations and information around them. Also, according to Dr. Elaine Aaron and her theory, HSPs are a subset of the population, who are high in a personality trait known as sensory processing sensitivity. Or SPS, sensory processing sensitivity, or SPS. Those with high levels of SPS display increased emotional sensitivity, stronger reactivity to both external and internal stimuli. Pain, hunger, light, noise. And as a result of these personality traits, an HSP tends to have a complex inner life. Next definition, neurodivergent. So again, according to Cleveland Health Clinic, neurodivergent is a non-medical term. That describes people whose brains develop or work differently for some reason. This means the person has different strengths and struggles from people whose brains develop or work more typically. Next definition, neurodiversity. This time, according to Harvard Medical, neurodiversity describes the idea that people experience and interact with the world around them in many different ways. There is no one right way of thinking. There is no one right way of learning. And there is no one right way of behaving. Differences are not viewed as deficits, according to the official definition of neurodiversity, which leads us to the definition of executive functioning. We're going to go back to Cleveland. According to the Cleveland Clinic, executive function refers to mental processes, aka executive functioning skills. Mental processes that help you set and carry out goals. You use these skills to solve problems, make plans, and manage emotions. Executive functioning includes managing emotions. Executive functioning is also responsible for our ability to regulate our emotions, control our impulses, and make decisions. Executive functioning skills are essential for success in school, work, and just personal life overall. So, how do we work with all of this for enhancement, not deficit, enhancement in business and leadership? Well, knowing me, I had to come up with an acronym, because if there's any, there's anything we need in the Business Miracles community, it's one more acronym. Identify, accept, master equals I am. Accept past shadow patterns, past coping mechanisms, past shame shields, past resistances. Excuse me, backing up one step, forgot identify. Just identify if you're a highly sensitive person. So that part, we're good. We're all here. Then accept, as part of identifying as a highly sensitive person, accept past patterns, past coping mechanisms, shame shields, and resistances, all informed from not necessarily being considered as neurodivergent, not necessarily having your neurodiversity taken into consideration when being taught executive functioning. Most of us were not. Which brings us to master. The opportunity that we all have here to master executive functioning as an HSP. Mental processes, again, executive functioning skills that help you to set and carry out goals, solve problems, make plans, manage emotions, regulate your emotions, control your impulses, and make decisions. It's literally everything the retraining of the highly sensitive leadership training program supports you with. If there's one thing I have heard and heard consistently in my decade plus of doing this work, it is, I'm different. I don't want to be different. Make me not different. Fix me. If I can't do it like other people, that means I can't do it. And all of that, in short form honesty, is such a waste of time and energy. For all the reasons, all of the research that I just shared with you, you're literally fighting against how you are wired. Why? Why are you doing that? Why? Well, that goes back to nurture. And the experiences that most of us have had, the ways that we have previously been trained to believe that if we are not like the others around us, that that means that there is something wrong with us. But I'll go back to the research, that differences are not a deficit. And that executive functioning, those skills can be developed based on your neurodiversity. So you can set and carry out goals. You can solve problems. You can make plans and follow through on those plans. And you can manage your emotions. And you can regulate your emotions. And you can control your impulses. And you can make decisions to do all of that. You are absolutely capable. It's just going to look different than the majority of the people around you. So I am identify, accept, master equals IUK. So I am equals IUK, A-U-K. Awareness, understanding, knowing. And we do that through community, core practice, and consistency. So stop trying to fit into someone else's definition of norm. And let's write that down. Stop trying to fit into someone else's definition of norm. Stop taking courses and trainings that are not designed for your way of processing. Stop feeding your shadows, coping mechanisms, shame, and resistances. And start capitalizing on who you are by leaning into your highly sensitive leadership training program in order to enhance your executive functioning to more easily create what you want for yourself. How to work with over and under stimulation from a neurodivergent perspective to best support productivity. Because there's some of us that tend toward overstimulation as an HSP, and there are some of us that tend towards understimulation as an HSP. Both totally available to be served, supported, and retraining through community core practice and consistency. If you tend towards overstimulation, for you, it's really a big part of your mastery is about boundaries. If you tend towards understimulation, a big part of your mastery tends towards engagement. Now, potentially, you're pathways are already firing, but I'll go ahead and make the direct connection. If you tend towards overstimulation, then most likely you tend towards the pushing coping mechanism. If you tend towards understimulation, then most likely you tend towards the hiding coping mechanism. Good news, again, through our highly sensitive leadership training program, energy management tools are absolutely available to serve and support you in this retraining. Because you can do all those things. Just need to go about it differently. Take a breath in and let it out.
Thank you for being a part of this Business Miracles podcast episode and for beginning to dip your toe into the journey of highly sensitive leadership training. If you are ready to truly use your sensitivities as strengths in all parts of your work and life, I invite you to connect for a one-on-one chat. You will experience being deeply listened to, and together we'll get a sense of whether the highly sensitive leadership training programs are the best next step for you and your highly sensitive journey at this time. Just go to www.claritycall.com to schedule a conversation. We so look forward to connecting with you. Talk to you soon.